UN weapons inspectors say Iraq is being somewhat more cooperative with UN disarmament efforts. But the United States is not convinced of Iraq's intention and is looking for a new Security Council resolution on using military force against Iraq. The U.S. will have a hard time getting an endorsement from a deeply divided Security Council. Britain, backed by the United States, circulated a new UN Security Council resolution Friday that would give Iraq until March 17th to fully comply with UN disarmament efforts. But France again threatened to block any new resolution that would pave the way for a U.S.-led military action against Iraq. The resolution was being pored over by diplomats on the edges of a crucial Security Council meeting on Iraq. Underscoring the importance of the meeting, 5 of the 9 Security Council members sent their foreign ministers to attend. Chief Weapons Inspectors Hans Blix and Mohammed El Baradei Friday gave the Council what might be termed a mixed report on Iraq cooperation with UN disarmament efforts. On the one hand, they said Iraq has taken significant steps towards disarmament and praised what they said was an increasing level of cooperation with inspectors. But they could not attest that Iraq was fully disarming as demanded by the United Nations. Following the inspector's report, U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell derided Iraq's behavior, calling it a catalog of non-cooperation.
What's wrong is there is a fundamental difference of opinion as to what Iraq is doing. And I think a number of us tried to make the case today that Iraq still is not fully complying, unconditionally complying, immediately complying.
Mr. Powell said the United Nations' credibility could suffer if it does not back the U.S. call to action.
It seems to me the U.N. is damaged when there are members who do not want to stand up to the requirements of that resolution and take the action that was clearly intended in the absence of Iraqi compliance.
But at least 4 council members, France, China, Russia, and Germany, want to give inspections more time to work. French Foreign Minister Dominique de Villepin said France might use its veto power as a permanent Security Council member to block any new resolution.
We said that we will take full responsibility, that we will not accept a resolution that will lead to war.
A vote on the resolution is expected sometime next week. Gary Thomas, VOA News at the United Nations. Says it is willing to negotiate the wording of a new draft UN Security Council resolution on Iraq. As VOA correspondent Gary Thomas reports from the United Nations, the Security Council is deeply split over any resolution that would pave the way for U.S.-led military intervention in Iraq. And here's the text, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Speaking to reporters...